you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Many of you might have those as red letters in your Bible. These are words of Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, the one we're celebrating this Holy Week with. And on this Testimony Tuesday, a faithful follower of his is Rachel West Kramer. She's going to be our keynote, our first speaker at our upcoming First Lady Ministry. And I'm holding a poster in my hand, and by way of introduction, let me read it to you all, because a week from today, next Tuesday, we're launching that First Lady Ministry. But this is something that we've sent out and posted. Beloved daughter of the King, WLUJ and Great News Media are thrilled to present to you the official launch of the First Lady Ministry, April 2nd in Springfield, Illinois. Pastors, wives, and women ministry leaders, prepare to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered. We are overjoyed to introduce our very first speaker, Rachel West Kramer, with the topic, First Things First, Spending Time with Jesus Before Serving Others. As a wife, mother, friend, and Christian artist, Rachel possesses a genuine love and compassion for others as she communicates powerfully through song and spoken words. Her heart for the Lord and her steadfast walk with Him is evident as she proclaims His love and truth, not only in her music, but also in her everyday life. Along with being a soprano vocalist with the Kramers, Rachel has several special opportunities to use her voice for God's glory, including singing for two United States presidents. Rachel speaks for several women's events across the country and has also started several ongoing women's Bible study. And I have to mention, Donna Leland highly recommended Rachel some months ago as we were praying up different speakers. And she said, Mark, oh, let me contact Rachel. She'll hit it out of the park. She's wonderful. She's great. She's a friend of mine. And I called you up. We connected. And next Tuesday, you're going to be in Springfield, launching our First Lady Ministry. So welcome, Rachel West Kramer, to Great News Media, the WLUJ family of stations, and to the world's greatest listeners.
Oh, thank you so much, Mark. I am really honored to be your guest. And ever since you invited me to join you next week, I have had the Lord just minister to me. So I'm very excited to be with everyone who's able to join us.
Well, we're excited to have you and launching this new ministry initiative. We've been praying it up. Actually, it was a concept and idea over 3 years ago that I had. I thought, what could we do different in Springfield and minister? And I don't think anyone had been doing anything for the first ladies, for pastors' wives and women in ministry leadership. And so as we talked it through, we have 9 gifted speakers all set up for the next 9 months, and you're going to be joining us. We appreciate it, because you've had a busy schedule traveling different parts of the country and the different ways God's using you. So by way of introduction, what else would you want our listeners to know that can't show up next Tuesday, but you can maybe pour into them or share something about your own faith journey as in a way of encouragement?
Sure. Well, I'm just a child of the Lord like you. And, you know, I'm in desperate need of my Savior Jesus. And I depend on Him all throughout the day, every day. I live in this real life like everybody else. And I think that's what's going to be so special about next Tuesday on the 2nd, is that we will be gathered in a room filled with women who are rarely in a room with others who can relate to what their life might be like. You know, not that we're, quote, on all the time, but there's a sense of, I'm here to minister to others. And it's rare that you get to go into a room and be ministered to. And so I think it's going to be a really special gathering together. And I know when we minister, something I could share is that I do travel full time in music ministry with our family. And it's my husband and our daughter Maria and her husband Benjamin. My husband's name is Scott. And then myself. And then our son Weston doesn't sing with us. He's not in the actual group, but he does go with us everywhere we go. He has autism, and he's 25. He's a big, tall, gentle giant. He is a big part of our ministry, you know, and we have come to depend on Christ a whole lot more, having him as our dear son. And then our two little grandchildren also travel with us, a 4-year-old Elizabeth and a 2-year-old Bennett. So it gets like a circus on our bus, but it is a ton of fun, and we absolutely love what we get to do, and that is just encourage the body of Christ through song and testimony. And then also, we always share the gospel of Jesus Christ everywhere we go, and we give people an opportunity to accept Jesus as their Savior. So it's kind of like being out on the front line, but we absolutely love what we do, and I guess next week, my hope is that I'll be able to really encourage these beautiful women who give so much of their lives for the cause of the gospel of Christ.
Well, and by way of disclaimer, I'll say to our listeners, Rachel, on short notice, we pulled this off for this morning's broadcast, and she's actually in her van, in her garage, you know, taking this call. So I appreciate that, Rachel. And Donna sang so many praises. She'll bring a message that'll be encouraging. She's been around the country, and she knows various needs, and God has met her needs in many different ways. And you had many different verses that you said, gosh, Mark, I could pick so many verses out of so many books of the Bible, but
that's the one for today.
For today it was Matthew chapter 11, and I'll reread it, verse 28 through 30, and get you to share a little about that and maybe weave in some of your own faith journey. But this is Matthew 11, beginning at verse 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Right. And something that's kind of important in my life, I find that I'm a magnet to people who are genuine, and they don't feel like they need to put this a picture of my life is just all put together and everything's just flowing perfectly. You know, I feel so safe with people who, they are very discreet, and I appreciate that so much, but they let me know that their life is real too. And so that is an important ingredient for us all. Like I was sharing with a loved one last week, that the true mark of a Christ follower is a disposition of humility. And it can be strength, too, but the humility is the key ingredient, because our Savior Jesus modeled that for us so beautifully. And when we look at the account with Palm Sunday just this past Sunday and how he divinely chose to ride in to Jerusalem down the Mount of Olives on a donkey. You know, he didn't come with pomp and circumstance on a big white horse. He will come on a white horse, but, you know, he came on a donkey. And just the way that he answered people, he had this disposition of strength but humility. So when he says, come to me and I'll give you rest for your soul, he's the one I want to look to for rest for my soul, because he's taught us so well and modeled it for us. So the title of the talk is First Things First. And it's spending time with Jesus first before we serve him. And that's a message that I need to receive, too, as I've been preparing it for the gals next week.
And so true for all of us as we go about our days. If we haven't spent some time maybe in prayer or reading his word or just saying, Lord, order my steps, we can miss out on those opportunities. But he desires each and every morning to pour into us so that we can be a vessel to pour into others. But how were you first introduced to Jesus? Was it from your family or a pastor?
Well, we attended church, and I did learn about the miracles of Jesus. And I'm so thankful for that upbringing. However, I didn't learn about having the relationship with Jesus. And so I thought I had to try to be good enough to be accepted into God's kingdom one day. So I tried really hard, but I felt like I failed and failed. And by I think teenage years, I kind of gave up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so it was my first week of college. There was a gal, a very dear, beautiful woman of God named Claudia. She was on staff with Campus Crusade for Christ. It's now called CRU. Mm-hmm. But she met me on the campus there the first full week of school. I was at Bradley University here in Peoria, Illinois. And we met in the student center, and she, you know, got to know me and showed that she really cared. But then she started going through some scriptures and opening the Bible and shared the gospel so simply and beautifully, asked good questions. I had never heard John 3:16 before. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him, the Bible tells us, we will not perish but have eternal life. And so that was like music to my ears. You know, I had this foundation of the miracles and knowing about Jesus and loving him very much, but I did not know I could be saved. So that was when I called on the Lord and asked him to forgive me. And he came into my life. I didn't know I'd be any different. I've never been the same since that day. So that was when I was 18, and I'm 51 now. And so I have never regretted that decision. Jesus has just become sweeter and dearer and more and more to me. Every day, every year, I can't believe what a miracle he's made out of my life.
Listening friend, in case you just tuned in and you didn't hear the opening remarks, Rachel West Kramer is coming to Springfield on April 2nd. She's going to be our first speaker to the new launching, the new initiative that God has put on this ministry's heart to pour into first ladies, pastor wives, and women that are in leadership roles in the church or in the community. And her topic's going to be First Things First, spending time with Jesus before serving others. Donna Leland has talked about Rachel and had her on during Mark and Friends a time or two in the past. And we're excited to bring her into town. So if you're a pastor's wife or you're a pastor, there's a number of women pastors in the Springfield area, or you're in a leadership position serving the Lord. Maybe you're the executive director of a crisis pregnancy center or serving in various ways. Stop by greatnewsradio.org or WLUJ.org. And you'll like this, Rachel. We have this caption, "I'm a pastor's wife. What's your superpower?" And so if you click on that, you click on that link, there'll be a sign-up form for you to join us. It's a free lunch. We just want to pour into these women of God. It goes from 12 to 1:30, and Rachel's coming in from the Peoria area to speak and share. And who knows, she might even lead out in a song or something. But we've been praying her up for a long time. And so, Rachel, I want you to address this verse. It's so good, because there's some listeners now. They're traveling to, say, school or to work or just going to and fro, and they're saying, "But Rachel, I'm burdened, I'm heavy laden, I'm far from God, I've disappointed, I've messed up. Could he really still bring healing or hope or change to my life?" What would you say to that man or woman or that boy or girl?
Oh, yes. In fact, he's the safest set of arms we could ever run into. And sometimes he's the only one we have. And that's why I chose it today. As much as my husband would like to take a burden off of my heart today, I found out that a loved one is in a crisis, a very close loved one, not in my immediate family. And it's just been a really difficult time. And I just have to run into the arms of Jesus and also remember that he has my loved one. And while I can't rescue them, he can. And so when he says, "Come to me, because my burden is light, I'm not going to add to your burden. I want to lift it for you." And so these scriptures, you know, many of them I've put to memory, but then over the years I've come to really, really need them. And they've taken on a much more deeper meaning for me. But I love it that our Savior is never too busy, you know, and he's not judgmental. His arms are open, and he has deep compassion. His mercy is new every morning. His rich grace is available for all people. And so I love my Savior for being that kind of God. He is the only true God. He's not a conditional small g God where, you know, you have to do this and jump through this hoop. He says, "Come to me." His arms are open. And so I hope that will bring comfort to any listener out there. You know, I have endured things that I never knew I was going to go through. And I can't believe that I'm still alive. My beautiful mother suffered with COVID for a month and then passed. And it was very, very challenging for our whole family. But I was the only one that was well enough to be able to go into the hospital at the end because the whole family ended up getting sick. And it was very traumatic because I was the only one. And my mother was, oh, well, she's with the Lord now, and the Lord keeps reminding me, she's more alive than she's ever been, Rachel, you know, but it was very traumatic, and I've had to press into Jesus more and trust him to help me not be stuck in that grief. I think I suppressed my grief and didn't know how to deal with it, and now I'm feeling it now a couple years, 3 years later, so that's where I am today, and that's why I picked that verse for today.
And I love the title of the topic that you're going to be sharing on next Tuesday in Springfield, that part, Spending Time with Jesus, and talk a little about his character. Now, you were actually sharing a lot about that, but I'm thinking this verse, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, because Jesus is approachable. He's not just pointing out the sin in our lives. He wants to bring healing and hope. And talk a little about that to the person that just feels like, oh, Rachel, you don't know how weighed down I am because of these burdens or the situation.
Right. And I don't. I don't. But I know how weighed down I've been, too. One of the things I've noticed about my time with Jesus is that if I forsake that time, allowing him to minister to me, I really have so little to offer. You could, as a vocalist, you could sing every word right and put on a show or whatever. That's not going to change a heart. That's not going to minister to anybody. That's just a temporary feel-good, happy experience. But when Jesus has helped tend to my heart, I've spent time with him, and he has brought that rest for my soul, and he's filled me up with his truth, feasting on his word. When I go out, I can be a vessel that he can flow through, and that goes out with power. That's him, not me. And that's what changes the lives of the people who hear. And I'm ministered to at the same time. You know, it's just so life-giving. But when I go out in my own strength, I used to do that a lot because I didn't know how to yield my life more to Jesus. It's something that we learn as we walk with them. But I would go out in my own knowledge and in my own strength, even though my heart was really pure and I really, my motive was to be a blessing for the glory of Christ. There was so much pressure on me to be a superpower, like you said. And I think some people, even though they mean so well, they expect us to be a superpower as women in leadership, in ministry. And we're his servants. And so, yes, while we do have a place where we are ministering to others, we ourselves are in need. And so that's just going to be the heart of the encouragement to all the dear friends who are able to come. I was just going to share something beautiful that I heard the other day while doing dishes. I was listening to a wonderful pastor who just recently went home to be with the Lord, but I've been listening to him for about 12 years. So, and thankfully, they're still playing his messages. But he talked about, imagine when we get to heaven. This is such a beautiful thing to picture. And Jesus embraces us, and then he turns us around, and there's this long line of people that he's lined up, and it's all the people who poured into your life, who prayed for you, who shared the gospel with you, who encouraged you, who challenged you, who mentored you, who maybe gave you a hug or spoke like a timely word to you when you needed it, and so on. What if all the people were lined up in heaven who God used as a vessel to bless your life and your faith journey? And I just stopped doing the dishes and threw my head back, and I just had a burst of praise because that is such a beautiful picture. And I just thought, that's what I'm going to share with these women hopefully next week, is that they are going to be in so many people's line. And it's because they took time to be with Jesus and be used of him for his glory.
You know, that's so encouraging, because oftentimes we think about who did we influence or how did we help, but to have all these other people lined up where they're just going to smile or embrace or greet us, and we're going to say, wow, that was the time somebody just held open a door for me while I had all these packages, but that was a super encouragement or a blessing. And it doesn't always have to be, you know, the gifted speaker or the pastor. It can be the simple things. things that we do on behalf of somebody each day.
That's exactly right. The menial things that other people would think would be insignificant. I love that.
Well, Rachel, we're excited to have you next Tuesday, a week from today, everyone. If you know a woman in ministry leadership, we'd encourage you to let her listen to this broadcast or to contact the station and we'll send her an invite, or contact your pastor's wife or other women that you know serve the Lord wholeheartedly, as this will be a special gathering. Do a road trip to Springfield. I know there's a group from Bloomington that might come together. Pack up your friend or neighbor from the Champaign, Urbana area, Decatur. I know we have a lot of people from Springfield that'll be coming out. It's going to be held at the Salvation Army Community Center on the east end of Springfield, and we'll have all the information and details at our website. And if you register, we'll have a nice meal for you, a little bit of time of worship and prayer, and then Rachel West Kramer will be sharing on the topic, First Things First, Spending Time with Jesus Before Serving Others. So this is a topic for all of us, because we may serve in our family, in our neighborhood, maybe from the pulpit or in the different ways in our vocation, those divine appointments. As we go, wherever we go, we're bringing that good news message of Jesus. And Rachel West Kramer will bring a message to encourage these women in their ministry roles. So be praying for Rachel in the days ahead. Be praying for the women that will be in attendance, and be praying that God will use this to equip these women of God to serve in their unique role. Many have their husbands as the senior pastor or the youth pastor, and you know how we can pour into them so that they can pour in to their husbands and those that serve in this unique role, pastoring a flock or serving in an organization. So thank you, Rachel. We'll continue praying you up in the days ahead. And Donna wishes she could be there, but she has other things going on that day. But we'll greet you well.
Well, we will trust the Lord. He will meet us and he will do it. God bless you, Mark. Thank you for this privilege.
God bless you, Rachel. Thank you. And
God bless you, Mark.
You take care. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Okay. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, listener, for tuning in today. May you find points of application to be that person in somebody's line or in many lines when you're in heaven, embracing the good news message of Jesus and sharing it with others. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Rachel West Kramer with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.